say Kane.
You say John.
I say Wayne.
Hot dog.
I say Cooler Man. I don't wanna be the president of America.
I say Smile.
I say Cheese.
Cartier.
I say Please.
Income tax.
I say Jesus. I don't wanna be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. 'Cause all I wanna do is
ice,
yeah.
Sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blue. Working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Town. Love me. We rocking this contagious, monkey business outrageous. Just confess, your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh, G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite, B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up, turn me up, turn me up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
Check this out right here.
Do wanna hate on us.
Do need to ease on up.
Do wanna act on gut, but do get shut like Flavor Shuck. Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be.
B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl.
Turn it up,
turn it up,
turn it up.
Turn it up.
Come on, baby, just pump it.
In the scene, breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls, we're in to do they thing. Pump it, louder, come on, don't stop, and keep it going, do it, let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
1961 and lived 100 years. By 1996, who's ever gonna notice that it all came down to this?
I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
What do we do?
He's been here once tonight. I think he'll come back.
Like hell.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m.
We'll be right back.
There we go. Starting it off with a little AC/DC. Now some Elvis.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh yes you are, devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Halloween spooktacular show. It's time travel here with you till 7 p.m. Here's GNR right next door to hell.
Down, I'm turning green. But when you're in a thing, God, you'll find the blue flame.
Thanks, Axel. All right, we got the Halloween theme going.
Figure it out.
It's the devil with the blue dress on.
All right. Jump up. Get it. Here she come, with a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing her pearls and a diamond ring. Got bracelets on her finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. Everybody's eye. They got to be nervous. They can't say it high. Not too skinny. She's not too fat. She's a real humdinger. And I like to ride back. Devil with a blue dress. Blue dress.
Like that one. It's Mitch Ryder, Devil in the Blue Dress On, with, of course, Good Golly, Miss Molly. Now, one that I found last year that I enjoyed so much, I had to play again this year. This one's called Chase the Devil. Time travel here with you till 7 p.m. It's a Halloween spooktacular.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evilest man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt.
sent into outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send into outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is a evil lost man, but him can't choke sit on a man. So when I check him, I lass in hand. And if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. doing Halloween stuff. Oh my word. Holy moly. Jeeps. Jeepers creepers. All right, enough. Relax. I'll play it. George Harrison. Time Travel.
Hershey Bar, one of the old-time greats. When you want pure milk chocolate, with or without almonds, nothing but a Hershey Bar will do. One of the old-time greats.
Gobbledygook. What's its face?
Whatchamacallit.
Whatever it is, whatever it was. Chocolatey chocolate.
Whatchamacallit.
How's it go? Wowzamadoo. Chewgooey caramel.
Whatchamacallit.
Doohickeys. You know what I mean. Peanutty crispies.
Chewy, chocolatey, crunchy, hunchy.
Too bad. Skidamarie. More than a mouthful. It's
whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
Good stuff, whatchamacallit. How about a couple of things about candy right now? Why not?
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He's good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love.
Good for him. There's Choo Choo Charlie. Good and Plenty candy commercial. It's good stuff. How about Milky Way, maybe? What else we got here? Let's find some more here.
When that irresistible urge strikes, that urge for a candy bar, have an almond joy.
Don't fight the feeling for an almond joy bar. Life's more appealing with an almond joy bar. Real milk chocolate, toss that almond, send it off and up to beautiful almond joys for you.
That looks delicious.
Go ahead. Follow that irresistible urge to an indescribably delicious Peter Paul almond joy. And when you get the urge for something really crunchy,
don't fight it, surrender to a Peter Paul almond cluster. Crunchy, crackly, chocolatey almond clusters, nice and nutty.
Indescribably delicious.
By beach nut, by gum. With five different flavors.
with extra flavor for the whole family in every stripe.
Luscious lime stripe.
Lip smack and lemon stripe.
Delicious orange stripe.
Mixed fruit and cherry stripe.
All for you in every pack of Beach Nut Fruit Stripe gum. By Beach Nut.
By gum.
By tea.
By gum.
By king.
By gum.
By gush.
By gum.
And there's extra flavor for the whole family in every scrumptious stripe.
More flavors to choose. More flavors to choose.
The flavor starts lively.
The flavor stays lively. By Beach Nut.
By Beach Nut.
By gum.
Oh my God. Stop.
Beach Nut Fruit Stripe for the whole family. By gum.
By gum. Oh my God. That would drive me bonkers. That's worse than listening to the Beatles' Number 9 over and over and over and over and over and over. Beach Nut by gum. I guess, you know, you used to ask for a slice of gum or whatever, a stick of gum. Now the people they used to have, do you have any beach nut? They actually used to say that. You got any beach nut on you? Hey, man, you got any beach nut? Completely different for 2016. Go up to Hampton Beach. Hey, you got any beach nut on you? Guy's going to punch you in the mouth. Well, this is a marathon bar, but it looks like the guy recorded this in his bathtub. Looks good, but I can't tell what he's saying. It's a cowboy, and he's got nice teeth, and he's eating probably one of my favorite candy bars.
Nobody eats a marathon quick, Carl.
Boy, that guy's handsome. He is handsome. 1973 marathon candy bar TV commercial recorded in a bathtub by D. Hein out there on YouTube. Nice job, D. Hein. This is why you should always, always prepare. Let's do another gum commercial, and then we'll get back to some music. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. WMFO, Medford.
Clark gives you something more than just another stick of gum. Get something more. The three Footloose flavors from Clark.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
William.
William who?
William ever use artificial ingredients in bars from Mars?
Artificial? Never! Artificial is a nasty word at Mars.
Everything's for real in bars from Mars. Milky Way bars, for instance, are made the Milky Way with gallons and gallons of fresh whole grade A milk, fluffy whites from fresh eggs, not powdered ones, and real milk chocolate, the world's finest. That's why every bite's a luscious, chewy treat. Milky Way gives you real satisfaction because there's nothing artificial in it. Everything's for real in bars from Mars. The best candy on Earth comes from Mars.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
About the time my daddy left to fight the big war, saw my first pistol in the general store. In the general store when I was 13, thought it was the finest thing I ever had seen. I asked if I could have one when I grew up. Mama dropped a dozen eggs and she really blew up. She really blew up and I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. She really blew up and I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. Very first pistol was a cap and ball Colt. Shoot as fast as lightning, but it loads a mite slow. It loads a mite slow, and I soon found out it can get you into trouble, but it can't get you out. Then I went and bought myself a Colt 45. Called a peacemaker, but I didn't know why. I never knew why, and I didn't understand. 'Cause mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. I never knew why, I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.